why was this in your best interest to go ahead and do this extension in your mind?
I think I wanted to do everything that I could to play for Jacksonville for as long as I could. You know, I want to be a part of this organization, and I wanted to do everything that I could to be here. So this was a great opportunity for us to extend the contract and just give me another shot and another opportunity to compete with the Jaguars.
D-Rod?
Yeah, was it an easy process? Were you guys pretty much all on the same page right away? And how long, did this kind of negotiations go on? I guess.
I felt like at least for me, I felt like it was a very simple process because both parties. I mean, meaning my agent and then obviously the Jaguars, very open with communication. We both understood what needed to get done. And we were able to make it mutually beneficial. I think that, from the start, I said I want to play for Jacksonville. I want to play for Coach Bradley and be a part of this organization and be a part of this team. And we were able to do something that was mutually beneficial. So just with any negotiation, there was back and forth. But I think it was a relatively easy thing to get done.
Osh?
Hey, Paul, you've talked before sort of about what it means for them to consider you part of this core. Doesn't always happen with free agents who sort of predate regimes. What does that mean to you for this to happen?
It's really special to me, and I consider myself very, very fortunate. And like you said, we've talked about this before, but, coming to Jacksonville prior to Mr. Kahn and Dave Caldwell and Coach Bradley, and being able to stay and be a part of this group because I think everybody can feel it. This is an exciting time to be a part of the organization. It's an organization on the rise. So I feel very, very fortunate to be able to be a part of it because it's going to be an exciting time. And like you said, it doesn't always work out that way. Teams and coaches have their type of players and their type of guys. And like I said, I feel very fortunate that I can, try to fit that mold of what the Jaguars are looking for.
We'll go to JP and then just open it up for anybody.
Hey, Puzz, any limitations now? The off-season program starting next week, and are you 100%? How are you feeling physically?
I'm feeling great. I feel back to 100%. And then when we start up, all I need to do is see Dr. Kaplan one more time, and he should be able to give me the ability to say you're completely cleared to do everything, and then we'll be off and running. But I've been training completely normal, as if it was just any other off season. I'm at that point now in the rehab process that it's just lift and run as normal, which has been great. So yeah, I don't see why I'm going to have any limitations when we start up.
Hey Paul, how excited are you about the additions in free agency on defense?
I think it's been great. It's been really exciting to see some of the changes that we made. Bringing in Jared Audrick, another Penn State guy. We played together for a year in school, so I'm excited to have him, as a part of our D line. I think he's going to do a really, really good job. Bringing in the big physical linebacker, Scuda. It's going to be great to have some veteran presence in the room. Have another guy that's been in it. Has played at a high level. Has played for a long time. So I know the entire linebacking corps is excited about that one, to have him there. And then the other guys we brought in as well, help out our secondary. So it's really, really exciting to see when you see things like that come across the wire, because that our team is instantly getting better. With adding people like that to the roster, we automatically get better with those guys. So it's exciting for us.
Paul, how much of a challenge is it when you went up against, Julius Thomas a couple years ago, and what makes him so difficult to defend?
I think the biggest thing, he's such a great athlete, and, when you think of a traditional tight end, he doesn't line up where a traditional tight end lines up. He has the ability to line up all over the field, and so that's a challenge for a defense, because you prepare for certain guys certain ways or certain personnel certain ways. And he breaks that mold because of the skill set that he has and what he's able to do. So it's very challenging for defenses to prepare for a guy like that who's able to do multiple things.
Paul, what do you want to see out of Telvin this year?
Just the continued improvement that he was able to do, especially towards the end of last season. because you know he's gonna continue to grow and get stronger and develop more of the mental aspect of the game as well. And we just want to see him continue on the path that he's on, because he did such a great job for us at the end of the year, and he's only going to get better. You know, so we just need to make sure we can do everything that we can to help move him in the right direction, because the sky's the limit for him, really. You know what I mean? Talk about what he's able to do, how he's able to move. And the great thing about him is he has such a strong desire to play at an elite level. He wants to get better, and he's willing to learn, and he's willing to work. So it's going to be exciting to be with him again, you know, to have a chance to work with him again, because he can do just about anything he wants to do on the football field. And, he has such a strong desire to do things the right way. And so it's going to be exciting to see him continue that.
Hey, Paul, when we last saw you, you looked like you weighed 130 pounds. what was your lowest weight, and what are you at right now?
Yeah, that was bad. After surgery, probably 4 or 5 weeks after surgery, when I wasn't able to do anything, I got down to 223, which was the lowest that I was at. And right now, I'm back to 234, 235. Right around there. So we're heading in the right direction. I'd still like to put on a little bit, a couple more pounds of lean mass and go from there. But yeah, that was a struggle to get back to a suitable weight.
What do you want to be at when camp starts?
The closer that I can be when I will report to 240, it's probably the better. 238, 239, right below 240. That's what I've been asked to report to in the past years. So I would think it'll be something similar to that this year.